Sometimes.
Haro.
I was so frustrated by the game, I could feel my ears pulsing.
This is the first time in, like, a decade that we've made playoffs in back-to-back seasons.
I'm just shocked.
I might have cried. Fuck you, Jets. How nervous are you?
I don't give a shit. We need rocket-powered pucks for McKinnon and 4-on-4 overtime.
We won in overtime!
This ain't like solid shit. This is like diarrhea shit. Like, come on. We went 0-100 real quick, fam. Who needs to go to the gym when you have hockey?
I am so, so incredibly proud of this team.
Like all the old, I don't know what to say.
So on that note, that's Liz, clearly. Little Miss Lizical over there.
What's good?
And I'm Sarah, and we obviously suck at introducing ourselves. So if you don't know our voices already, now you can go back to the old podcasts and put voices with names and figure out who's actually saying what.
Figure it out.
This was all just a ruse to get people to listen to the first two, three, however many we've done now, again. So there you go, guys. Our plan has worked, maybe? Are you going back and listening?
I mean, I'll go back and listen now that I know who we are.
It's very important that we know who we are.
It really is. You know, for a long time, I thought I was you, and I'm like, you know what? She just really doesn't sound like me.
Who doesn't think that I'm you and vice versa, though, at least at one point in their lives?
That is very true.
Yeah. You got called Sarah today.
I did?
You did. Adrian called you Sarah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You know what? I didn't mean to.
I'm going to call her Adriana, then. It's good.
There you go. I like it. All right, so we're feeling a little bit goofy because it's about 11:15. Less than an hour and a half after the Avs clinched, baby.
I just can't. We went 0-100 real quick, fam. Like, 0-100. Like, the mood swings that occurred tonight are unparalleled. Like, I have whiplash and, like, from my own feelings. Like, I feel like I just got beat down by my feelings. It's ridiculous.
Today was such a shitty day, but such an amazing day all at the same time. It's nuts. Like, you talk about having emotional whiplash, and I don't think there's a better descriptor, because it was all over the map, all over the place.
And so, you want to know what's also really funny? So, for those that don't know, like, I got my ears pierced today and yesterday, and, like, I got all three piercings done, and, like, I was so frustrated by the game, I could feel my ears pulsing.
That's incredible.
I'm like, anger. I am the anger.
Oh, my God. I had at one point, so I moved down to sit right behind Liz because people left early, and our usher, Mike, sat down next to me because he likes to do that. You know, we're buds, have been for a couple of years. And he sat down next to me and kind of elbows me in the side and goes, "How nervous are you?" And I lifted my hand and I was shaking so hard. He just goes, "Oh," grabs my hand and, like, puts it down on my lap and is like, "You should stop that," because I was shaking so hard. It was so funny.
Well, it's also really funny when, like, people call you out on being nervous, because then it just makes your nerves worse. And, like, then there's me sitting there and I'm like, y'all shouldn't have done that.
No. And then why'd you have to say something?
And then I'm just sitting here and I'm like, I'm going to watch this world burn because of what you just did. There's nothing I can do to stop this anymore. It's the grips that I have on anything.
I had no grip on reality in the last, like, 3 minutes of that game. I have no idea what happened, except I remember literally sliding down in my seat across to the other seat. I already have a bruise on my rib because I, like, flung myself underneath the armrest of the chair when I think it was Laine took that shot with, like, 40 seconds left.
Oh, that shit sucked.
I thought I was going to die. I thought that they were going to get it. And I thought that we were going to lose that game. And at that point, I think the Coyotes were up 2-1 on Vegas, and or 3-1 already at that point.
They're up 3-1 now.
Oh, they already won. Game's over.
Oh, yeah. What a wasted effort. I'm sorry. Am I being a salty hoe? I think I just might be.
I mean, they were probably being salty hoes too.
Dude, on a side note, like, did you see the thing? Where was it? It was, like, I can't remember. I think it was either Minnesota or Chicago, where they were showing the scores during the game, and it showed that we won and knocked them out, and it showed during the game.
That was Minnesota.
Like, I don't remember who it was. It was one of the two teams we knocked out, and then I'm sitting here and I'm like,
I'm pretty sure it was Minnesota, because I think I remember one of their players seeing a quote from one of their players basically just being like, well, that was disheartening. Like, especially because they whooped the Jets.
Did they?
And they, oh yeah, they won like 5-1 or something.
Wow.
And they still got eliminated because we managed to win that night.
Oh, darn.
I am so, so incredibly proud of this team.
Jesus Christ.
And I have had way more than my fair share of frustration with them this season. And, you know, yep. Anger. Yes. And
I relate.
All of the emotions. And I'll admit it. I didn't think we could do it. I am in so much shock right now.
Dude, like, think of how much had to go right. We shit the bed so hard. So many other
teams did too.
What are the odds of that happening? Like y'all. Like this
100% now, because it did.
This ain't like solid shit. This is like diarrhea shit. Like, come on. You need to, don't get on our level.
But thank God they did.
I know.
Right? This is the first time in like a decade that we've made playoffs in back-to-back seasons.
That's crazy.
How fucking ridiculous is that?
I mean, yeah, it's shitty.
But you have to have so much pride in this team that showed so much resilience after such a shit show. Like you said, like ready diarrhea.
Yeah, it was bad. It was real bad.
I don't know how they mentally turned that around. And I'm
just shocked. Like, I am sitting here shocked as all hell, like still sitting here in disbelief. Like, when we scored that second goal, I literally just dead ass, like, I didn't cheer. I'm just like, wow.
Oh, I saw you. I was watching you.
So shocked. I was like, wow. Like, that's all I could say. It's just wow.
And I know you turned around and looked at me, and that's all you were doing.
And then there's you that's like, hype is all hell. And I'm just sitting here and I'm like, wow, having an Owen Wilson moment where it's like, wow.
Yes, I might have cried just a little bit.
I was like, there's going to be something that's going to happen. They're going to call back this goal. I swear to God, it's going to be like you farted in our goalie's face or some bullshit like that.
Yep. Well, I was totally convinced too, especially after that first goal that, for fuck's sake, that was interference. Like, fuck you, Jets. That first goal did not.
My mom had a point that it's not too dissimilar from what happened with Kerf's goal in the last game. And I'm like, shut up, Mom. I don't need your logic right now.
Except, so their claim was that Kerf had been pushing the glove in. Wheeler pushed in Grubauer, like full on pushed him in to the net. And so there was a lot more like body problems that happened there. And honestly, it's hard to tell from Jumbotron and all of that, but it didn't look to me like it ever actually crossed the line.
Yeah.
But I couldn't tell from any of the angles that they were able to show at Pepsi Center. So I'm just going to be salty about it, but not that salty because we still won. We won in overtime.
I can't.
We fucking won in overtime.
I can't believe. I'm just shocked.
I talked so much mad shit about EJ to one of my coworkers today too. And so much mad shit. I mean, I was telling him that I was frustrated by EJ, but whatever.
I cannot believe. Okay, yo, I've seen him miss that shot so many times. I was saying this to my mom on the way home. I'm like, yo, that homeboy misses that shot a lot. He misses it in practice. He misses it a lot. And then out of nowhere, Nate passes it to him. And I'm like, all right, 50-50 shot. Let's do this.
And he did this. He did it.
He did the thing. Took your line. What's good?
I'm so proud. And like, I'm not a crier. But I cried. And I have no shame in saying that I cried I did.
I'm never at a loss for words. And I was just dead ass silent for like 5 minutes after that second goal. Like, I could not speak.
Okay. If you don't know Liz in person, this is like the biggest deal of biggest deals ever. Because usually we can't get her to shut the fuck up.
Only if I'm around people I like. If I'm around my that's how you know if I think you're interesting or not. If like, if I don't talk, I'm either like getting to know you or I just think you're boring as all hell.
Uh-huh.
Usually it's the first one because I am actually shy when you first meet me because I just don't know what the hell to say to people because I'm so weird that like the first thing I'm going to say is going to be the wrong thing.
I mean, this is why we're friends, because I think between the two of us, we're incapable of saying the right thing ever. So, yeah.
I'm into it. I mean, this is our life now. This is our life. Jesus. Oh, I don't. Mm.
I'm so hyped up right now. Like, so hyped up right now.
I'm simultaneously like super hype and like exhausted because like, goddamn.
Yes.
Like I was saying to you, I don't need to go to the gym. Like who needs to go to the gym when you have hockey? More specifically when you have Avalanche hockey. Like I don't need to go to the gym. My goddamn heart is still racing. I'm like, shit, I'm having heart palpitations up in this bitch. Goddamn.
That was more cardio than I've done in like a month.
I wish I could say that it was the same, but I wish my like, dude, so my Apple Watch tells me when my heart rate fluctuates too fast and it like kept going off. It's like, bitch, you're dying. And I'm like, I know.
I'm just watching hockey.
You're like, I know I'm dying. Mind your own business. Just let me die. I'm struggling.
Oh, that was the feeling. And then, that was the feeling with 40 seconds left.
Oh my God. I'm like, this? And then my mom's like, oh, look it. And they're like, and what's even weirder is I didn't actually realize this and I never had thought of it before. That so we were on the penalty kill, which means it's 4-on-3 instead of 3-on-3. And then instead of one of their homeboys getting off the ice, we just threw another one on. I'm like, what? Is this how this works?
Yeah. Like, I had, so until the whistle, you get 4-on-4.
Jesus. I had no idea. Because
there's no good way for like, what are you supposed to do? But like, all right, now that there's some random person back on the ice, one of you four Jets have a real quick conference while the play is still in action and figure out who's going to get off the ice.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll take it because that would mean that they would have to like, you know, be distracted for a moment, but no.
I was like, this is neat. This is really neat. And then I'm sitting here being like, after we score this goal, I'm sitting here being the judgy little bitch I am, being like, why is it that we switched to 3-on-3 when apparently 4-on-4 is the only way we can score goals?
Because the rest of the NHL doesn't want that.
I don't give a shit. We need rocket-powered pucks for McKinnon and 4-on-4 overtime.
Great. Let's make all of the changes just for the Avalanche. I am in.
That's all we need. That's literally all I need. I mean, that's not true. I would like other things, but I'll take those to start with. I'll take more hostages. I don't know what I'm holding hostage now, but I'll find more and take more of my unknown hostages.
I don't know who your hostages are or what your hostages are, but I'm sure that they are very sad and miss their families.
I mean, maybe they're living their best lives. Who knows?
Yep, probably. I mean, they do get to hang out with you a lot, maybe?
I am entertaining sometimes when I want to be.
Sometimes. Yeah.
Sometimes.
Girl. I gotta say though, man, that was a good end to a crappy day.
I would agree with that. And the ups and downs, man. The ups,
so many ups and downs.
And then I'm sitting here feeling kind of bad for the Coyotes. I'm like, y'all, you did well tonight. I'm sorry that it was for nothing.
I'm not sorry.
I mean, I'm not actually sorry, but I'm sorry for them. Their goalie endeared himself to me as soon as he started dancing to the national anthem, okay? That is legendary.
You appreciated that as well.
That is not wrong. He's precious.
Not wrong at all. Not wrong at all.
Hey, this
actually, that's not true. I still haven't actually looked at his face, so I can't answer that.
I was talking a lot of shit to Dustin Byfuglien in that overtime too.
I'm sorry, you mean Butt-Fucking Ugly?
Yes. I'm not your dad. I can't make that work. There's certain things that like you have to be your dad to do, and that's one of them. And I haven't leveled up that high yet.
That's fair. I need to like take my phone and secretly record him.
Yes.
Yeah, watching a hockey game because it's really funny. Because he doesn't say much, but it's like during this game, he would have just been like, ah, Butt Fucking Ugly. Ha, ha. Hey, Catherine, look, it's Butt Fucking Ugly.
I love your dad. Your dad is so goddamn cool.
He's wonderful. He has no idea what's happening in the hockey, but he does think Peter McNabb is a ding dong.
I mean, he's not wrong.
Nope.
There's a reason there's a reason I don't listen to a lot of things. I choose to watch the games on mute.
Wise. Very wise.
I'm not living our best lives.
Jeez. I have such an emotion hangover. Like, I can feel the emotion and the chaos and the energy and the shenanigans wearing off. I can't remember the last time that I could actually physically feel energy draining from my body this way, but I can just feel that tension releasing.
The last game did that for me as soon as Bunny got those two goals, bro. That's not even 0 to 100. That's like 0 to 5 million.
Yeah, I can see that. For you, actually seeing a Bunny goal is a big deal.
It was, yeah. And of course, I am the good luck behind the second goal, obviously. If I was watching, it totally wouldn't have counted.
No, it wouldn't have.
Everything good that happens today is because of me. I'm just saying.
Well, obviously. Can you make more good things happen? Okay, thanks.
I do my best, you know? It takes a lot of energy, all right?
I don't care. Do the things. I'm also not often at a loss for words, and it does not seem like I'm at a loss for words because I've pretty much been the one talking for the last 17 minutes because that's what I do.
There's just so many, there's so much, there is so much because
you want to try that again?
No.
Yep, that's the best I got.
All the old, I don't know what to say. There's so many things to say, and there's so many frustrations that, I go from I hate this team to I love this team so fast that, there's sometimes the, train of thoughts get, mushed together, and you're just like, I'm confused. Do I love you or do I hate you? And that's, kind of where I'm at.
All of the above. Sometimes I wish that people could read our texts from the games because, yes, we text each other during the games because we don't actually sit next to each other, just close to each other.
That's true.
And sometimes I wish that people could see those conversations because, you know, after the first period, we were both like, I hate everything. Everything's the worst. This fucking team.
Pretty much. Well, I was slightly more optimistic because we had that one goal. You're like, everything sucks. And I'm like, well, we're halfway to not sucking.
Yes. Okay. To be fair, someone stole my credit card today. I was in a shitty mood. So
that's very true.
Like, what kind of dumb fuck charges almost $400 to Walmart on somebody else's credit card?
Unless you're buying a TV, that shit's stupid, bro.
Ridiculous. In two transactions too. You're just begging to get caught. And I mean, thank God that they did, but whatever. Finding that out literally as the national anthem was about to start was not
best. That was neat. All we wanted to do was get some chicken, and then we almost get into a fight and we find out you've been robbed. If that doesn't describe our life, I don't know what does.
I forgot that we almost got into a fight
over chicken.
Not even the chicken line.
Yes, it's like we did.
I the line for
not
chicken
even get, not even getting chicken. Goddamn, that was so stupid. So stupid.
There's two lines. Two.
There is. Two. Jesus. It's not rocket science. Come on. We are not in Europe. Is. Queuing is a thing we do. God. Triggered. Yeah. All I wanted was some goddamn chicken because I was hungry.
It's a good thing I didn't try to buy chicken at that point since I was apparently actively in the process of being robbed as we were in line about to get into that fight.
That happened while we were in line?
Ooh, yes.
Damn. Look at you.
I got the notification on my phone as we were in line. And I was like, what the fuck? Fuck. Yep. So that was fun.
That was one of the more weirder entrances we've ever made into a game.
Uh-huh.
But goddammit, if I didn't get that chicken, and it was good. That was actually really good today.
You ate all of it. I'm proud.
I did. I was so hungry.
You're allowed to be hungry.
Getting stabbed in the ear, you know. Getting stabbed three times makes you hungry. Technically six, but...
Six. Yes.
Makes you hungry, man. Works up an appetite. I do have, one minor rant, and I'm sure I'm, the only person that doesn't like this. Well, I know my brother doesn't like it either. I want to go back to the shame bell for the penalty box.
Fair.
I hate Bud Light. I hate everything about Bud Light. It's gross.
I do, too.
In my opinion, if you like Bud Light, more power to you. I think it's gross. And I think
if you can see through it, it's not beer.
Fight me, because cider, you can see through cider.
That's not beer.
It's okay. So it's a malt beverage.
It's not beer.
All right. Whatever. Either way, I want to go back to the shame bell. Because I'm sick of this dilly-dilly shit. Like, it's stupid.
Yes. Concur.
She says rather saltily, missing the shame bell because Game of Thrones is far superior to a stupid-ass Bud Light commercial.
Yes.
Thanks for coming to my TED Talk.
It was a delightful, delightful TED Talk.
I hope you took notes. There's going to be a test at the end of the session.
Fuck. Not again.
I didn't grade the last ones. It's fine.
Great. Oh, I think our crazy is starting to settle.
I know.
I think the dust is finally clearing from the shock and awe and surprise.
I mean, I just don't. My brain's going like 10 million miles an hour, bro. Like, I just don't know what the fuck to do with myself.
I don't either. And I don't know how I'm going to sleep. And I don't know how I'm going to be able to do all of the 1,012 things that I have to do tomorrow, including play a game of my own. Ooh, and get my skates sharpened.
Oh, and get really Cam to do a podcast with us.
Yes, do it. Do it.
It's podcast official now. I think I just made that a thing.
Terrible Trio. I'm
into it.
Yep. Same. Well, we'll make that happen. And in the meantime, if you're listening to this and you have not already, you should review us. You should subscribe. iTunes, Spotify, podcast.coloradohockey.com, I think is the website. I have no words.
I have that effect on people.
Maybe just tonight.
Or every day. It's fine. Yeah, whatever. Okay. You say tomato, I say potato, whatever.
I feel like it's more like you say tomato, you say purple elephants are dancing through my house.
I mean,
Yep. That's what I thought.
Guess what these shenanigans are brought to you by?
What are these shenanigans brought to us by, Liz?
AsFam!
ABSFAM. AsFam.com.
Where is it? You can't get shirts anywhere else because they're not made anywhere else.
Does anybody listening to this podcast want to take bets on how long it takes before Cam gets totally sick of us?
Honestly, we're already like past what I thought our shelf date was going to be.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be one, and Cam was like, y'all are crazy hoes. No. They're like, oh, see, that was really great, except for the part where it wasn't. So, I mean, we've already far surpassed my expectations, if I'm honest with you.
Yes. Yep.
And what's the weirdest part is this is actually what real life with us is like. Like, this is not just a, you know, you turn it on for the podcast thing. This is actually what we do when we're together.
Every time. Every interaction.
Even when we talk, this is just what it's like.
A lot of chaos and
Yeah, just listen to the Dallas podcast. You'll find out how many words are formed during a play.
6 total.
Oh, that's a good day.
I'm being very generous.
I'm really proud of you.
Yep.
Benefit of the doubt. We don't get it very often. We got to take it where we can get it.
And give it to ourselves.
No one else. You know what? Sometimes you just need an expert review. Where else are you going to get that except from yourself?
I'm going to choose to bite my tongue. Since there is no way that either of us could be considered an expert in anything, including ourselves.
I'm an expert in chaos. What's good?
Fair. Oh, dear.
That's awesome. That's so good.
All right. Well done. I think that's all the energy I got in me.
I think you're in fact correct. Dude, my dog is looking at me so judgy. Like, she's like, bitch, go the fuck to sleep. I'm like, shh.
Anyway, so good night. Congratulations to the Colorado Avalanche for clinching a playoff spot for the second year in a row.
So excited.
I'm so proud.
Thanks for coming to my TED Talk. AsFam!